So, Paul, 6 points clear, two games left. You're taking on Anna, who are second in the league at the moment. So going into this match this weekend, it's a great position to be in. You need just a point to win the title.
It's a brilliant position, probably a wee bit further down the road than we would have expected. We went away this Saturday at a really tough venue away to Newton, who were in brilliant form. They've won eight of the last 10 games, so the main message for us was just to try and make sure we stayed ahead going into this week's game. And this week we put on a brilliant performance, conceded early in the game, but showed great character and came back and won, ran a convincing winner 5-1. So added the wee bonus that, you know, Anna had draw points, which we probably weren't expecting. So that's put us in a really strong position. And I think we have a 12 goal difference as well, and we have 1 point needed, but that's nothing changes for us. We're trying to go up here like we do every week and try to won the game and try and finish the job off on a wee bit of side if we can.
Yeah, so nothing like a bit of momentum going into the last couple of games in the season. If you cast your mind back maybe 2 months ago or so, you could hardly have foreseen that it would be just such a positive situation.
No, it's been a real topsy-turny season, and I think the big one stands out for me. It was after the first round of fixtures, Anna were unbeaten at the time, and they were 8 points clear coming to our pitch, and we put on a really strong performance, and it was 0-0 right up to, I think, the 85th minute. And I personally thought we had won that game, didn't give us any chance. I think, and if we obviously had a loss, the gap would have been 11, but Adam Long stepped up with a really, really big goal late in the game and brought us back to within 5 points. So we got 3 points clear around Christmas time. We threw that away and we went, I think it was 2 points behind up about a month ago. And we even went up over a wee sticky patch just maybe about 6 weeks ago, and we hadn't won in 3 games. And we went this evening on a Tuesday night, 5 points behind, albeit with a game in hand, and hadn't won in 3 games. There was a lot of pressure on around the change room, especially the younger players. They could feel it. But what they've done since then has been remarkable, to be honest. With 5-1s and 1-1 of the last 6, and 5 of them games have been away, and they've all been away to top 6 sides. So we've really stepped up whenever we really need to. A lot of young players have became men over that time, and that's been brilliant for everybody, and we can hopefully just finish off in a real positive manner.
Yeah, and you've had a couple of great cup outings during the season as well, which I'm sure has all helped to the bigger picture.
Aye, those of the Linfield game was brilliant. To have it on TV as well was, again, it was for a lot of firsts for them younger players. And we sampled it the year before with Larne, albeit with 4 or 5 new additions this summer. It was brilliant for us to just, to go and beat the champions at the time. And allowed us to have that big quarter final against Corian, which brilliant for the club, and turned a good win of pound over that as well. But it was probably came at the right time for us, because we had that wee sticky patch and maybe just that wee bit of distraction that the players needed just to take away the pressures of the league, and put on an okay performance that day. And then since then we've really just put the foot in the gas and really tried to finish as strong as we can, and we've just hopefully finished the job on Saturday. Sorry.
Yeah, and what would it mean to the club and to you to be playing at that higher level next season? Just how big an achievement is it?
It hasn't sunk in yet. Well, obviously we still need that point, but I think, to be honest, when I came back 3 years ago, the first initial thing was to try and get us out of the PAL, which I was confident I could do. And I did speak to the board at the time. I said, listen, I don't want to come up here and then start trying to tread water in the championship. If I was going to leave the post I had at Corian, I wanted to make sure that, we had ambitions to go that wee bit step further. I'll be honest, I don't think we'd probably be in this position so soon, but listen, it's been a whole collective effort, and the board has been brilliant. The support has added, and has allowed us to sign the likes of a Stevie, and then signing the likes of a Stevie has allowed us to maybe sign the likes of a Foley, and it's just all fell on the face. And even things like today, earlier on, I was down watching, having a wee look at the pitch, which will hopefully be ready for next Friday night. And I actually said to my partner at the time, they'd be sitting with, at the start of the year, we had no pitch, obviously, but even I think that they'd be end up potentially winning this league and having a new pitch and stepping out in the Premier League next year. It's fantastic, to be honest, for everybody locally, and listen, just hopefully we can have a big, a big crowd and a big support next week opening this pitch, and hopefully there's a trophy come 9:30 next Friday night.
Absolutely. Now tell us a little bit about the squad, and I suppose there's added competition for players in the Northwest now, and we've got the third tier in the North. There's a third tier coming in the South as well. So yourselves, the Bonagie Uniteds, the Letterkenny Rovers, the Cockhill Celtic Institute, Strabane Athletic. There's a lot of clubs out there competing for players. Dirgview, the list goes on. So I presume you want most of them based in the Northwest. It does help.
Well, listen, there's a, even for ourselves, I thought it was really important of this year more than any to try and get out of this league, because with the league below us having four teams promoted, and Mueller are basically on the verge of being promoted, and Strabane done really well, Port Sturgis off, they have got a wee bit of a chance. And if I was going into a 16-team league with them teams, with the financial power they have as well, I thought it would have been difficult. And I thought the main message for us this year is we could get out and maybe just stay a league ahead of them. The better players might potentially come to us rather than having four or five rivals on your doorstep. So that's in full credit to the Mules and ask the bands if they do get up. But, it was like their aim was Premier League football, and then hopefully they can go get that finished off. And hopefully then the poor players would like to go in, anybody needy loan anybody out. And we also having that attraction of Premier League football, hopefully it's an attractive option for a lot of players around this area.